The 1996-97 TV season officially ended last week, just as the last of the networks announced their upcoming schedules for fall. TV critic David Bianculli takes a look back and a look ahead.
Far as I'm concerned, there are two ways of looking at any fall season, quantity and quality. The quantity way is merely to add up who's doing what. Some of the early analyses of the upcoming fall TV season are registering surprise about how many sitcoms there are. A total of 62, if you add up all the situation comedies on the schedules at CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, UPN, and WB. But that's actually two sitcoms less than last year, so it's no big deal. No big deal, in fact, seems to be the general trend. There are no seismic shifts in TV genres for the coming TV season, only a few little blips. In primetime, news magazines are slightly up, with 10 weekly hours next season, as opposed to 8 a year ago. And so are dramas, with an increase from 36 to 39 hours per week. Movies, like sitcoms, are a little down, with 5 movie nights next season instead of 7. But that's it. Basically, it's business as usual. Except that more and more of the so-called mature shows are taking over the early time slots once known as the family hour. Oh, and another part of business as usual that won't change next year is TV's annoying habit of moving shows to different nights so you have a hard time finding them. NBC's Third Rock from the Sun, for example, is moving for the third time in as many seasons, this time to Wednesdays. Now for the quality. The best series the television produced last season, Easy Streets on CBS, wasn't renewed. Neither were ABC's Relativity and Murder One, two other dramas that did fine work but attracted too few viewers. One way to look at the cancellation of Easy Streets is to get angry that a network can't support a show that good no matter what the ratings. Another way to look at it is to be amazed and appreciative that a show that good can get on the air at all in a mass medium so blatantly obsessed with drawing the largest possible audience. I manage to react both ways at once. I'm grateful, and I'm angry. So let's pause just for a moment to play a requiem for Easy Streets from one of Lorena McKennitt's songs heard on the series. Even so, I've got to admit that quality TV is alive and well. NYPD Blue, The X-Files, Homicide, Life on the Street, Seinfeld, Frasier, The Simpsons. When shows like these not only survive but thrive, television is doing something very, very right. Based on a very brief early taste, I'd say next year's new cop show from Stephen Bochco, Brooklyn South on CBS, will earn its way onto that high-quality list. But for that, and for the other new shows, we'll have to wait until fall.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.